David Aaron Carpenter and the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra played music by Paganini from his Sonata per la Gran Viola e Orchestra.
Beautiful stuff. Before that, the main titles from the film Restoration, music written by James and Newton Howard. 9:33, 17 degrees downtown, going up to a high of 28 today, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon with rain tomorrow.
Now, the Tarragon Theatre kicks off its 42nd season with a revival of the acclaimed No Great Mischief. It's written by award-winning playwright David Young, and it's adapted from the novel by Alistair MacLeod. It opens next Wednesday, September 19th, and closes Sunday, October 21st at Tarragon Theatre's main stage. And David is with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote this in, 2004, 2005, you're saying?
I think in that zone, yeah.
Right. And so, how did it come to be that
in fact, the story is the Mirvishes optioned the book. Uh-huh. And then Richard and I were involved for, I guess, a year and a half or 2 years working on it. And then the Mirvishes decided that it wasn't right for them. And we pushed forward and developed it for Tarragon. So it was a difficult adaptation.
I was going to ask you that because, I mean, you know, there must have been some kind of, I don't want to say intimidation factor, because he is one of Canada's greatest writers.
The book's a masterpiece.
It is. Did he have any input?
I talked to him about it, and I sent him an early draft, and he came to see the first production and loved it. He came with his whole family, like 10 people.
Wow.
It was great. But the thing, he shares stylistically a bit of the world of Mike Adachi, where atmosphere becomes plot, mm-hmm. in a way. And so it's a handful of mist. You know, it's a story about a place. And the spine of the story is 400 years. And it's very, very difficult to try and find a beginning, middle, and end in the middle of fabulous writing.
Right, of course.
It doesn't necessarily have a dramatic structure. So it was pretty challenging.
Now, how does it feel for you to, it was done in 2004, and you toured, and same director, Richard Rose, and R.H. Thompson, and the same stars, except that I believe that there's a few members that are new.
Yeah, a new surround, really, really strong cast.
Mm-hmm. But did it just feel like a homecoming?
Well, it's a curious thing. When you resurrect a play that's been dormant for a while, mm-hmm. it's a little bit like going to have a coffee with an ex-lover, you know?
Sure.
And you're just like, you're not sure whether this is, will the spark still be there? Will you still feel the thing that transported you, transfixed you?
Mm-hmm.
And then the first read-through, it was really quite astonishing because at the end of the read-through, this is just a cold read-through with the cast.
Sure.
R.H. Thompson was in tears, as was Richard, as was I. And it was just that, in fact, the story and the people inside the story and the emotional life of the characters is there, and it just popped into life.
Mm-hmm. Now, because there's some gap between the original production and this one, did you have any notions of going, well, you know, I could have changed this, or I could change this?
Not really. It got worked pretty hard when it went through the first. And, you know, the actors bring an enormous amount to any production, and particularly in this case, because there's a lot of music, a lot of sort of Cape Breton kitchen music. And when you see the way these guys stand into the roles, you do a lot of cutting. You pull language out of the play because it's there inside them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to do more work. I did a few things for RH, but it pretty much stood up.
Mm-hmm. Do the actors have accents?
A little bit. Uh-huh. A little bit, yeah. You know, as they go back in time and tell the oldest of the old stories, the stories of their ancestors coming across the ocean, they do, of course, go back into the deep Scott thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the foreground, it's kind of, it's a bit of a, just a little touch on the edge of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about the book then that lends itself or was inspiring to you to make it become a play?
Well, the central story is about two brothers who are very, very different, who come from the same soil. And the difference is that there was an accident and they were left in different places by this accident. And I'm not going to give away any of the plot, but one of them is very successful, and one of them is completely broken.
Mm-hmm.
And these two people, like shrapnel thrown out from this explosion inside a family that has a deep, deep, deep history, not just in Cape Breton, mm-hmm. but that a history they keep alive that goes all the way back to 1720, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the sense of all of that history being present when a very successful dentist visits his poor brother in the flop house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that there's a spark jump between those two states of being. And the spark jump has to do with the importance of the story of the family,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not the story of the family is a poison or medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what's the music like, and how is it incorporated into the show?
A lot of traditional music, and
so,
a lot of very, very good singers, people playing instruments. Everybody sings and
everybody
plays.
Sings. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
And the moments, the musical moments carry plot as well, because those songs,
sure.
those old songs, are signifiers inside the culture, and they carry memory and they carry meaning. And that's, so it's not something that's sprinkled on the side of the story, it's structural inside
mm-hmm,
the story.
Mm-hmm.
The music drives the narrative in a way. And it's pretty amazing the way it happens.
Was it difficult in getting the whole old gang back together again to do this, or did everybody?
That's Richard's job.
Yeah,
I think people like working with Richard, and the language, Alistair's language, and his sense of time and memory, are so compelling that people want to be in that sort of a show. They want to be in a show that's got a soul.
Mm.
And the book is all soul.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just a fabulous book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think people find that compelling to go into something that they know is going to fly, and that it's not... I mean, theater's hard.
Yeah. Have you noticed anyone's interpretations changed over time?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's, you know, David Fox is a bit older. RH is a bit older. Mm-hmm. So... there's
Stephen Guy McGrath. They're the three that came back, and then there's five new ones.
Yeah, and Stephen is the musical driver. I noticed new levels of kind of pathos with David Fox. He's, you know, as you get older, you understand more about mortality and the brief flicker of life.
Well, I'm very excited for you. This has had a lot of success. I think sure it's going to be a great success. Thank you for coming in, David.
We'll cross our fingers. Thanks.
We've been speaking with David Young, who is the playwright of No Great Mischief, adapted from the novel by Alistair MacLeod. It opens on September the 19th, that's a Wednesday, and it runs until Sunday, October the 21st, at the Tarragon Theatre's main stage. Now, if you want to get tickets for this, you can call 416-531-1827 or go online at tarragontheatre.com. Thanks for coming in, David.